This podcast features sermons by Rob McFarlane. Our prayer is that this sermon will encourage you in your faith in Jesus Christ. If you find it helpful, then please consider subscribing to our podcast and sharing it with a friend. We publish other Bible study resources on our website. For more information or to support this ministry, please visit robmcfarlane.co.uk.
Today, we're going to be looking at what the Bible says about good works. Let's read two portions of Scripture together. The first is Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to verse 10, and I'm reading from the English Standard Version of the Bible. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God. Not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. The second verse we're going to look at is Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. And I'm also reading this from the English Standard Version of the Bible. Jesus said, "In the same way, let your light shine before others, so they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." We see four things about good works from these verses. Number one, we're not saved by good works. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9 again. It says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast." We are saved or reconciled into a right relationship with God by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. It's not something we earn or deserve. It's a gift that we receive from God. Salvation cannot be earned and it's not achieved or deserved. It's a free gift that's received by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. The Bible's very clear that our own righteous acts are like filthy rags. They are not able to save us. They're not able to bring us into a right relationship with God. We're not worthy. We need to receive his free gift of grace. And we need to respond to that by faith in Jesus Christ to receive salvation. So number one, we see from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, that we're not saved by good works. But number two, we're saved to do good works. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. It says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." What we're saved to is more important than what we're saved from. We've been saved to a right relationship with God. We've been saved so that we can do good works in his name and demonstrate his love, his goodness, and his grace for other people. We're not saved by good works, but we're saved to do good works. I like the way that verse says we're God's workmanship. Another version of the Bible says we're God's handiwork. God has made us unique, and he has a unique contribution for each of us to make to the extension of his kingdom. And one of the ways that we're able to extend his kingdom is by doing good works in his name. Now, Paul, the apostle, writing to one of his sons in the faith, Titus, encouraged him in his leadership to insist on people devoting themselves to good works. Now, just incidentally, Paul had three sons in the faith. We would know them as Timothy, Titus, and can you tell me what the name of the third son in the faith is? Well, if you don't know, it's Onesimus. Look it up in the New Testament and you'll see. That's the pop quiz over for today. So let's look at what Paul said to Titus. And we're going to look at four verses in the New Testament book of Titus. The first is Titus chapter 2 and verse 7. Paul says, "Show yourself in all respects to be a model of good works." In Titus chapter 2 verse 14, he says that God has come to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. Titus chapter 3 and verse 8 says, "I want you to insist on these things so that those who have believed in God may be careful to devote themselves to good works." And Titus chapter 3 and verse 14 says, "And let our people learn to devote themselves to good works." Four times in two chapters, Paul tells Timothy, his son in the faith, to devote himself and encourage believers to devote themselves to good works. Now, I know in family relationships that if I tell my lovely wife Jill four times to do the same thing, she will say to me, "I get it. I really do. Just let me get on with it." And I can imagine Titus saying, "Yes, Paul, I hear you. We're going to do it." And that's how important it was for Paul the Apostle to insist on good works, because he knew that God has made us unique for a unique purpose, and he has saved us so that we can do good works. Number three, we see that God has prepared good works in advance for us to do. Let's read Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 again. It says, "For we are his workmanship," or his handiwork, "created in Christ Jesus for good works," and I love this part, "which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Some versions say that God has prepared in advance for us to do. God has good works for you and I to do every day. I like to call these divine appointments, where God has set opportunities in our day where we can encounter him, and when we, by doing good works, acts of kindness or generosity or praying for others in the name of Jesus, can be used by him to do those good works that he's prepared in advance for us to do. I believe we should wake up every day and say, "Holy Spirit, lead me, guide me, empower me, equip me for the good works that you prepared in advance for me to do today." In fact, in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24, we're told when we get together, we should spur one another on to love and good deeds. Let's read that verse together. Hebrews 10, verse 24, reading from the English Standard Version of the Bible, says, "And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works." When we come together, whether that's in a small group or a life group or a home group or in our in-person meetings or perhaps over Zoom, we should have testimonies that inspire others to go and do good works in the name of Jesus. God wants to use us to be his representatives in the world in which we live. A while ago, I read the story entitled, "We Are His Hands," and I'd like to share it with you today. It goes like this. In a small village in France, they had a statue of Jesus in the square. During the Second World War, it was bombed, and the statue fell and its hands were broken off. They lifted up the statue to its feet again. One man asked, What good is our Christ with no hands? Another man set the statue on a new base with a plaque which read, We are his hands. Many years later, a poet visited and was inspired to write these words, I have no hands but your hands to do my work today. I have no feet but your feet to lead men on the way. I have no voice but your voice to tell men why I died. I have no help but your help to bring men to my side. So we've seen so far, number one, that we're not saved by good works. Number two, that we're saved to good works. And number three, God has prepared good works in advance for us to do. My final point, number four, our good works bring glory to God. Let's read Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16 again. Reading from the English Standard Version, it says, In the same way, let your light shine before others, so they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. I think that it's important for us to show His love, His grace, and His goodness to as many people as we can. And as we do that, they might not remember us, but if we're doing it in the name of Jesus, with an attitude of gratitude and cheerfulness and kindness, I believe that people will look up to God and say, thank you. Let's not become weary in doing good. There are many of us who have sown so much seed, but I believe as we continue to sow seed at the proper time, in the fullness of time, we will see a harvest. Let's look at Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, reading from the English Standard Version of the Bible. It encourages us, and let us not grow weary of doing good. For in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Let's keep on doing good works. Let's keep on sowing good seed. And in the fullness of time, in due season, we will see a harvest. I believe that good works lead to goodwill and in turn lead to opportunities for us to share the good news with others. So, in summary, before we pray, we've seen today what the Bible says about good works. We've seen that we cannot earn our salvation through good works. But once we have encountered Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, He has good works for us to do. And He's prepared these for us in advance. Every day we can live with an expectation and anticipation of divine appointments. And we've seen that our good works will bring glory to God. Our good works will often lead to goodwill and opportunities to share with others the good news about Jesus Christ. As we pray today, I encourage you to ask the Holy Spirit what He wants you to do as a result of today's sermon. Let's pray together. Thank you, Lord, that You have called us to do good works, that You want us to devote ourselves to doing good works. We ask You, Lord, this week to remind us, empower us, lead us and guide us into the good works that You prepared in advance for us to do. We ask, Lord, that You would use us to turn people's eyes to You and that people would see our good works and give glory to our Father in heaven. Today we say, here we are, Lord. Use us to be Your hands and Your feet, to be Your mouthpiece, to be those who lead people to You. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you found this sermon helpful, then please consider subscribing to our podcast and sharing it with a friend. We publish other resources to help you grow in your relationship with God and to equip you to minister to others. For more information or to support this ministry, please visit robmcfarlane.co.uk.